Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comment section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some exciting matches in Match Week 37, so let's get on with this week's roundup. City lift Premier League trophy.
Manchester City lifted the Premier League trophy for the third time after they were held to a 0-0 draw by Huddersfield. The draw didn't dampen the party atmosphere off the pitch though, as City fans celebrate their team's success.
Chelsea keep fighting for Champions League spot.
Olivier Giroud got the winner for the Blues as they beat the Reds 1-0. Liverpool could still miss out on Champions League football next season, but Tottenham's defeat at West Brom put Spurs under pressure going into the final week of the season.
Stoke down, but West Brom are still alive.
Stoke City were relegated from the Premier League after losing 2-1 at home to Crystal Palace. The last two relegation spots will be decided in the final week of the season. West Brom, Southampton, Swansea and Huddersfield are the teams in danger.
West Brom. I said they were dead and buried a few weeks ago.
They're unbeaten in their last five matches and have beaten Spurs and Manchester United.
I still think they'll go down though.
Spoil sport.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
What did you call me? A spoil sport?
Yeah, a spoil sport. A spoil sport is a person who stops other people from enjoying something by saying or doing something.
So, you think it would be a good thing to see West Brom stay up?
It would be great. Bottom of the league looking dead and buried and they suddenly start winning.
No chance.
Like I said, you're a spoil sport.
Right. Every Monday, we give out three Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion. Last week, Milos from Serbia was very happy that we chose Dusan Tadic from Serbia as Player of the Week.
I wonder why.
Let's start with our Player of the Week. There were some great individual performances in the Premier League. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang had a good game for Arsenal as they hammered Burnley 5-0 in Arsene Wenger's final home match for Arsenal.
And Wilfried Zaha had another great game for Palace to help the Eagles to Premier League safety.
But our Player of the Week is the West Brom goalkeeper Ben Foster. Foster and West Brom were the first Premier League team to stop Spurs from scoring since November.
What about the Team of the Week?
Well, we could go for West Brom again, but maybe for sentimental reasons, I'm going to choose Arsenal. The Gunners won 5-0 against Burnley in Arsene Wenger's last ever home match. A nice way to finish.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And finally, our Match of the Week?
A tricky one this week. I'm going to go for Everton-Southampton. A 1-1 draw doesn't look very exciting on paper, but the point edged Southampton out of the bottom three. But a 96th minute equaliser for Everton stopped West Brom from being relegated and sets up an exciting finish to the season this week.
The last week of the season will be all about the relegation spots and who will qualify for the Champions League.
What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player in Match Week 37 was Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang with 16 points so far.
And what about the Premier Skills team?
Down to 19th place. Looks like a mid-table finish.
Well, that's respectable. And our Team of the Week?
That goes to The Expendables, managed by Emil Baluev, a Chelsea fan from Russia. Emil's team has 74 points already this week.
Well done, Emil. And it looks like Gerardo Lopez will win the Premier Skills League for the second consecutive season. He's nearly 100 points clear at the top of the table.
Last week, you predicted a win for Chelsea against Liverpool, and you were right as they won 1-0.
I know. Liverpool were tired and are saving themselves for Real Madrid.
Okay. What's your prediction this week? The final week of the season.
I'm not going to talk about a specific match this weekend, but which teams will reach the Champions League and which teams will be relegated.
Let's see if our listeners agree with your predictions. Start with the Champions League.
Well, I think Liverpool will make it. They will need to win their final game at home to Brighton, but I think they can do that. I think Chelsea will win their final two matches at home to Huddersfield and away to Newcastle. That will mean Spurs need 4 points from their final two matches, at home to Newcastle and Leicester. I think that they can do this, so sorry Chelsea fans, but I don't think there'll be Champions League football for you next season.
And what about at the bottom? Who will be relegated with Stoke?
As I said earlier, I don't think West Brom will escape, and I sadly think Huddersfield will join them. Huddersfield haven't been in the bottom three all season, but I think there might be heartbreak for their fans next Sunday.
That would be a difficult one to take. Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup.
And don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of the page. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, why not leave a rating or review? And that will help other people find us.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.